I'm John.
And I'm Ash.
And this is your Childhood Trauma, the weekly podcast where we talk about how amazing Cordelia Chase is. Not really. Sort of, but not really. We talk about Buffy, and this week we will be talking about Buffy Season 2, Episodes 1 through 3, which start with, I'm going to go ahead and predict the most divisive episode between Ash and I. And then we're going to try not to hate each other and then be friends again and talk through the next two episodes. So, when she was bad, I was going to go start it out by saying Buffy has excellent timing. She just happened to wander back into town, right, as Xander and Willow got attacked. The Did You Miss Me was cool, too. It was not subtle, but I liked it.
Yeah.
It was obviously directed at the audience as well as at Willow and Xander. What are your thoughts about this episode?
Well, there's definitely a lot that happens in this episode. I think I'm kind of glad it doesn't go for on forever. It just sticks to one episode. But at the same time, I kind of wish it did. Go for a little.
It felt a little rushed. Everything felt a little rushed. Was it so important that we had a Frankenstein monster that we couldn't like spread this over two episodes at least?
Yeah.
The real problem with this episode for me, and we'll talk about the characters, but it was really the direction and its resolution. It leads the viewer to saying, oh, Buffy was being a bitch, because she apologized and she feels bad for everything and is wondering if everything's going to be okay. But if you strip down the actuality of the situation to simply what is occurring, a 16-year-old girl who is asked to do way too much and who contends with death in a way nobody can really imagine, just experienced a real brush with her own mortality, and she has post-traumatic stress disorder. Giles seems to understand this. Nobody else does. All the kids act like, just like Cordy says, she should get over it. But you would never, ever act like that to someone in real life. You would never tell a vet who's had like a near-death experience in the military, get over it, man. Like, that is fucking insane. I would never tell anyone that, especially a teenager. And realistically, Buffy needs a lot of therapy and a lot of counseling and medication and the understanding of friends and family. But because she's Buffy and she has the amazingly ridiculous burden that she has, she not only has to get over it, she has to agree to the idea that she was wrong in the first place. Which, I don't know what there was wrong about. The worst thing she supposedly did was not get help from her friends. But even her friends saw that at the time she was only setting herself up for a trap. At no point was it ever raised the idea that they were setting up a trap for anyone but Buffy. Buffy had no way of knowing she was endangering anyone but herself.
But the thing, I agree with that. But I think the thing with the Scoobies in general, and this happens throughout the seasons, their number one problem is communicating. That's why they, you know, they have a lot of issues with each other throughout the seasons because they don't say things. They don't communicate. And you also got to understand, like you said, Giles understood, but the younger ones didn't. They are children. They it's not clicking with them with that, you know, this is like a really huge traumatic thing. And the other thing is she's not, like I said, she's not, like Cordelia was saying, she was, not that she should get over it, but I don't necessarily agree with that, but, you know, you're going to lose, if you don't talk about stuff, or at least try to, you know, explain things, like, it's going to be, after a while, you know, people are just not going to want to deal with it anymore, because you're not willing to help yourself, in a sense.
Right, and I get that Buffy's pushing people away, it's what she's doing it on purpose, and if you want to call, like, her attitude bitchy, that's fine. What I thought was crossing the line was, first of all, Cordy giving life advice to Buffy, which is, I mean, of course Cordy thinks she's qualified to do that, but for everybody else, come on. And secondly, I'm sorry, But your boy Xander talking about, I will kill you if anything happens to Willow, when, like, literally 2 minutes before that, Xander's like, I'm glad she went by herself. If she's losing her mind, we don't want to be anywhere around that. And now you're mad because she went by herself, and you're so mad that, quote, you're going to kill her, which, like, if you kill Buffy, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and assume it was hyperbolic. If you killed Buffy, if you somehow managed to succeed at that impossible task that no demon or god can do, if you kill her permanently, what happens to you? You're on a hellmouth. Don't you gotta walk the Slayer around?
Well, I don't. He clearly wasn't thinking about that, though. Like, it's the most important. You gotta think Willow is the most important person in his life,
Yeah,
not his
but
family. Not.
why does he blame Buffy? What I don't understand, why does he blame Buffy for Willow getting taken when everybody thought it was Buffy walking in? Nobody thought it was a trap for them. It's not like they all realized that and then, and Buffy went off without listening to them. Like, that everybody thought it was a trap for Buffy and Buffy walked right into it. And instead it was a trap. They outsmarted Buffy. But that's not like, it's not like she w purposefully made a decision to be like, fuck Willow, I don't care what happens to her.
Yeah, but it was like I said, it comes to a point, like the way she Buffy was acting about things, it got to the point like, okay, now our lives in danger. And she was, it was point, it was, she was kind of fed up the way that she was coming off, and it was affect it, because it wasn't just affecting her anymore. It's like it was affecting everybody.
Well, the person who had the biggest problem with it, even before Willow got taken, was Xander. And it bothers me because what happened was Buffy used Xander at the club. She used Xander to make Angel jealous and whatever. Okay? She's a 16-year-old girl. Girls do that. So Xander snaps at Buffy because he's angry with her. And he snaps and he's like, I forget his exact words when she, but it happened when she got on the Giles. Like, and rightfully so, for not like warning her that like that they need to destroy the bones. Like, that's his job to know that shit. And Buffy's like, hey, you couldn't give me a heads up. And then Willow, who has a big crush on Giles, starts defending Giles, and she basically tells Willow to pipe down, as she should, because what does Willow know? And then Xander like
But it was
snaps at.
the way she was coming off. It was like, she wouldn't have done that before.
No,
It
she
was.
wouldn't, but it doesn't make her wrong.
It doesn't make her wrong, but it's kind of like, we're your friends. Why are you treating us this way? I'm not blaming Buffy about the way, things went down, but from, their perspective, like you said, they don't understand. But it's like, again, Buffy's not communicating or explaining things.
No,
So,
which
and the whole thing she
teenagers
was.
who are traumatized usually don't. Like, it's just not gonna
Yeah,
happen.
that's what I'm saying. I'm not blaming Buffy, but it's like I'm not blaming them on their reaction to it either, because that's just how, the way they perceive in it.
Well,
That's just.
Willow, I think Willow takes it well. Like, Willow understands. Willow doesn't have the perspective Giles has, which is like one vote of confidence that maybe when it comes, maybe not slayage matters because Giles still not quite on the ball yet, but at least in like real life matters, Giles has an idea of what he's talking about, and like he's an adult who's been, who, maybe the teenager should listen to the adult sometimes.
Yeah,
Like,
but you do have to give Xander, you gotta give Xander credit that he understood at the end. You gotta give, right before Willow was like, "It's over," and he was like, "No, it's not," because he knew, he understood, he understood when people, other people wasn't. He understood it at the end.
And I'll say that I thought, yeah, I mean, eventually, I just, somebody
But
threatens,
that's the thing that
somebody
Xander's good at. He.
threatens, somebody threatens Buffy, take that personally. Buffy's the reason I'm alive. Buffy's the reason you're alive. Without Buffy, we're all dead. I'm just saying. It's a fact. It's not debatable.
Like, yeah, I can get that, but you still gotta be a kind person.
Do you or like or do we re I see I some of my favorite heroes are assholes, so I'm perfectly okay with
Yeah.
asshole Buffy, especially since it only lasts for a few day for like a few days. One the other thing though is I thought Buffy handled it very well. After Xander makes his little threat, Buffy's like, doesn't even respond. She just immediately goes and saves the day because that's what Buffy does. And, like, I guess she worked out her problems. Not really. Like, she's got a lot of emotional baggage that's gonna pile up through the years. But, like, for the intents and purposes of moving on to the next episode, I guess she worked out her problems. Part of my other problem with this episode, which has nothing to do with Xander, which you'll be relieved of, is the episode delivers a message that A, torture works, and B, torture's a good idea. Like, it's a very Jack Bauer. I'm like, I don't, I felt like I was watching an episode of 24. Like, Buffy just has to torture a girl for a few minutes, and then she learns all the information she needs.
But it was shown how much Buffy, this is like, I guess, a darker, it's probably Buffy's darkest episode at this point so far. Like, how much
Yeah,
she's
it
changed.
was, but it also gave the message that, like, if you torture somebody, they will give you all the correct information you need, which is bullshit.
But it also showed the reaction of, Xander and Angel, like, that this wasn't okay, but there's nothing they could do about it. So, yeah.
We're gonna talk about Angel in a minute. I'm still confused about why Angel is, like, still a little bitch right now. I mean, Angel is, like, is not fighting. He does not fight or even act as though he is a badass vampire who is capable of destroying almost everyone around him, except maybe Buffy. Like, he runs away from Spike in a couple of episodes, which, is sort of strange considering he won most of his fights with Spike. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's more of an internal thing with because he's still, at this point, definitely dealing with a lot of internal angst and hate towards himself.
Isn't that
Like,
always? Does
angst.
he ever get over that internal
Well,
angst? He's like a
he gets.
teenager forever. Maybe that's why he digs Buffy.
That's pretty much. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, he his thing is this thing with Buffy. I thought about it today. He, when he got his soul back, he had, nothing. He was in so much darkness, and Buffy, when he, had his opportunity to help, this girl, it was like his hope, so Buffy pretty much became his light with the darkness that surrounds him.
Yeah, but
So that's,
I understand textually why, but if we're looking at it, if we try to, like, analyze it and deconstruct it, I don't know why he couldn't have, like, a father-daughter relationship with her instead of a lover relationship with a girl 300 years younger than him.
Well, he's never had love before.
He had Darla. He kind of loved Darla.
Well, the way he says it, well, that was an episode of Angel, so he kind of denies that. Even though I don't
Yeah,
necessarily.
but in later episodes, like, it's seen that he clearly cares. If it's not love, whatever it is, he cares a lot about her. Spoiler alert, Darla's not really dead. Nobody's ever really dead. Even the Master, it turns out, is not really dead. Like, he's come back in the Buffy comic series. Yeah. Nobody ever dies in Buffy. So one thing that, because we've been talking about the more serious things and the problems I had with this episode, which were different than problems I usually have with Buffy. Like, this is one of my least favorite Buffy episodes, not because it was bad, but because I thought it miscommunicated things like PTSD and torture. And maybe I'm looking at it from a 2015 perspective, and this isn't how people viewed it in 1998. But looking at it now, it doesn't seem right to me. But there were some really good bits. I like the music for once, and I love Principal Snyder, man. Principal Snyder was like, this was maybe my favorite Principal Snyder episode.
Oh,
He's
yes.
like, some things I can just smell. It's like a sixth sense.
That's what
No,
that's
that's one of the five.
I was
That's
like,
such a
typical.
great. That's my favorite scene, by the way. Him, his little monologue to Giles. I also like how he talk how Giles' relationship with Miss Callender in this episode and some Assembly Required is a lot like a teenage relationship.
And that's like that's exactly what it was going for, because the way Snyder was talking about, you know, teenagers.
I just can't believe nobody ever accuses him of like having an affair with Buffy. Like he's hanging out
Yeah,
with
I
her
know.
all the time. That would be really weird.
Even weirder that like you have
Yeah.
it's like what?
Giles got mad game, man. Giles got mad game. Not really. Which, unless you want to add anything for when she was bad, we could probably transition that to some Assembly Required. I mean, if there's anything you want to add, you can. I mean,
Oh
yeah.
no, this
Okay,
ending.
yeah, we do trivia then. Some Assembly Required. The most interesting thing about this episode to me is probably the Giles Miss Callender. I mean, it's, I don't know, interesting, but just like
Yeah.
likable and cute. And I also love Buffy giving Giles advice.
Yeah.
You say you have a thing, she has a thing. To ask her if she likes Mexican. Do you like
Yeah,
Mexicans?
he's like Mexicans. He's like, no, food.
Also, fuck
What up?
Giles for being like American football is rugby with 50 pounds of pad.
Well, that's all the
Yeah.
people who don't, not Americans
Not
though.
Americans
More
in general, yeah.
yeah, more
This was
people who love
very
soccer.
season one Monster of the Weekish, but I kind of
Yeah.
liked it more than a lot of those, a lot more than like Teacher's Pet or Never Kill a Boy.
Yeah, it was definitely done better.
Yeah, and a
Had a
lot of
little
it was
more depth.
because the world has been built. Like, I loved how Cordy kept like clinging on to Angel.
Was like a double standoff with like Angel, Cordelia versus Xander and Buffy. It was like a double thing. It was, I thought it was.
Yeah, and I mean, but except for like every, I think everybody, I think Xander knew what the deal was, and Buffy and
Yeah.
Angel did. I'm not sure Cordy did. I think Cordy thought she was like getting that dude home.
I think she does have a thing for Angel though.
Oh, and that obviously that's explored later
Yeah.
on. Yeah, notably in this episode was the first time there was some foreshadowing that she might have a thing for Xander.
Yeah.
Which I mean, come on, Xander. Come, I mean, I know it was meant to be like dramatic irony, and it was kind of funny, but like the prettiest girl in school ostensibly is like coming up to you and like thanking you for saving her life, and you're just gonna like blow her off. Like you're not that high up the food chain, bro. You don't even have a date to the prom. Come on.
I think, well, you gotta understand, this is Cordelia. So even though, yeah, she's the hottest girl in school
And
and like the popular,
she's probably super gross rich.
yeah, like Chanel rich.
Yeah.
But the thing is, still views her as so like he probably not. Yeah, he may be attracted to her, but no, in his eyes, they have a long history.
I don't know, man. Maybe it's just me. I'm perfectly okay with the school bit. I'm sort of into the
It's his
thing.
nemesis.
Who's the better teenage detective, Buffy or Veronica Mars?
That's like a cute.
Keep in mind,
I
this is a.
don't know.
If you don't know, you might want to skew toward Buffy. We are a Buffy podcast.
Yeah, I guess we should. I'm gonna go with Buffy. I'll say Buffy because I haven't seen Veronica Mars in like a long
I'll
time.
say this. Like, I think Veronica Mars is probably more astute, solving crimes in. You know, Buffy's crime. Buffy solves the things, usually, like she does again in this episode. She figures it out. She even did it in the last episode eventually. She gets just.
Not really, it was Giles.
I think Buffy's ability to solve crimes, pretty easy crimes to solve. Like, the
Yeah.
audience can. Like, Veronica Mars is probably more. I would much rather have Buffy going to
That
fit. Like, no question about that.
makes sense.
Forgot to mention about last episode I loved about Cordelia. He was just like, have
Oh,
you guys been fighting any demons? You know.
yeah. My own personal demon.
Yeah. And I thought it was really funny in this episode that she was like weird, just in general, weirded out because they're like talking about death all the time. It's like, don't you guys ever like do anything else?
Why are you here?
Oh, I love Cordy. I love Cordy so
I
much
love
still.
pretty like would you like
Well, I mean,
okay,
she's
I get
there
it.
because she's the only person who seems to be willing to accept the fact that she lives in a town full of demons and vampires.
Yeah.
Like, everybody else is, for whatever reason, everybody else is just oblivious to it and, like, willfully forgets it. But Cordy just acknowledges it and, like, okay, whatever.
You're kind of literally a part of it, so you kind of gotta like it.
Yeah, but I mean, she remembers out of mind, out of sight before she was a part of it, and it was like, Hey, I know you are always around when weird shit happens,
Yeah.
and like nobody else ever does that. I don't know why, but nobody
Yeah.
else ever does
Somebody asked over your
that.
favors, like, yeah, I got an issue. There's a ghost following me, so like shit like that. I'll always go to her favor.
Whole episode is ridiculous, but considering Cordy got and was almost kidnapped earlier in this episode, how ridiculous on a scale of 1 to 1 million was her running off by herself? Like, wouldn't you stay close by people, or especially Buffy?
The scene that killed me was like she almost got snatched up and everything, and then was like, oh my